It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, October 17th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning in effect from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today for our entire listening area. Counties in the warning area include Mitchell, Floyd, Howard, Winnesheek, Allamakee, Chickasaw, Fayette, Clayton, Kossuth, Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Sarogordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. NWS cautions that very high to extreme fire danger conditions will exist, with south winds on average of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts of 35 to 45 miles per hour possible. Combine that with relative humidity values this afternoon ranging from 15% to 25%, along with temperatures near 70 degrees. NWS says the greatest fire danger will be in areas of dry vegetation and cropland where the harvest has yet to be completed. They warn that any fires that develop will catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. As of 8 a.m. today, there are 58 Iowa counties under state fire marshal-ordered burn bans. They include Chickasaw, Floyd, Howard, Winnesheek, Delaware, Franklin, Fayette, Butler, Sarogordo, Clayton, Buchanan, Hancock, Grundy, Hardin, Hamilton, and Wright counties. In issuing a burn ban, the state fire marshal finds that the conditions are such that open burning constitutes a danger to life or property. The bans will remain in effect until those dangerous conditions no longer exist. Currently, there is no rain in the forecast through next Monday. Temperatures will also warm into the mid to upper 70s over the next few days, with much of the region already in moderate to severe drought. PETA is asking for a criminal investigation into the deaths of thousands of chickens at Pure Prairie Poultry in Charles City. PETA says multiple whistleblower reports from PPP employees alleged thousands of chickens were left on transport trailers without food or water for 5 days in September outside of the company's now shuttered processing plant. PETA adds federal officials confirmed that more than 50% of the birds died. Tuesday, PETA sent a letter to Floyd County Attorney Todd Pritchard, urging him to investigate and file appropriate criminal charges against those responsible. Pritchard tells KCHA KCZE News that law enforcement is investigating and officials are in contact with federal authorities. 6 months after work began, a Northeast Iowa bridge replacement project has been completed, with the new bridge reopened to traffic. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT says the new Iowa Highway 18 bridge, built near the Ionia turnoff in Chickasaw County, was open to traffic at about 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Work began in April to replace the old bridge over the Winters Lake overflow. That same week in April, a bridge replacement project began at the Iowa Highway 14 bridge over Flood Creek between Floyd County Roads B-45 and B-60 near Roseville. That bridge reopened to traffic on September 20th, about a month ahead of the expected finish date. A Charles City woman arrested for OWI 5 times within the past 11 months and convicted on 3 of those charges is now accused of breaking into a home. Charles City Police responded to the 900 block of Gilbert Street shortly after 1 o'clock Wednesday morning for a report of an individual causing issues. Their investigation led to the arrest of 43-year-old Keisha Conley for first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, and violation of a no-contact order, her second such infraction within 4 days. According to the criminal complaints, Conley allegedly entered a male victim's residence without permission and came at the man with a knife. He then ran out of the home in fear and used a neighbor's phone to call law enforcement. Inside the residence, officers located Conley with a knife in her purse, plus a cell phone she had taken from the victim. On Sunday, CCPD also arrested Conley for violating the no-contact order against the man, which stemmed from her September 30th arrest for allegedly assaulting him. In that incident, Conley is accused of scratching at his eyes and neck, resulting in a charge of domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness. Conley is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on that charge this Friday in Floyd County District Court. She's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash or surety bond. On October 4th, Conley was convicted for OWI for the 3rd time this year, with 2 other counts dismissed in plea deals in exchange for 3 convictions for driving while barred. A Charles City woman has been arrested for assaulting a victim in a convenience store parking lot last weekend. Charles City police say 45-year-old Lorona Lattimore was taken into custody in the 1000 block of Hewland Street just before 7 o'clock Monday night. She was wanted on a Floyd County warrant charging her with second-degree burglary, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaint filed on Saturday, Lattimore and her victim got into an argument inside Casey's on Blunt Parkway, and the altercation continued when they left the store. The victim stated Lattimore continued to harass them, and when the victim got in their car and attempted to leave, Lattimore reached inside the vehicle and struck the victim in the face. CCPD says a witness and store surveillance video verified the victim's story. Lattimore is slated for a preliminary hearing November 4th in Floyd County District Court. She's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $10,000 cash or surety bond. Court records show that Lattimore is also due in court November 1st for arraignment from her August arrest by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office for driving while license denied or revoked. In June, Lattimore was convicted on an OWI charge for an arrest in May by Charles City Police, in which her blood alcohol content measured 0.266%, more than three times the legal BAC limit of 0.08%. A ribbon-cutting Wednesday marked the essential completion of the Tribe Trail in New Hampton. The ceremony was conducted at the trail's intersection with Southwestern Avenue to represent the third and final phase of the project connecting the Chickasaw Wellness Center on the west side of town to South Lynn Avenue on the south side of New Hampton. Megan Baltus has been involved with the project since its inception in 2016.
You know, thinking back 8 years, there were some comments about, oh, it didn't feel that long, and I corrected them. Yeah, it did kind of feel that long, but it's just a very, like, cool moment to see it all come through. Didn't think it would take this long, and now that we're here, it's just super cool.
Former Mayor Bobby Schrickerath commended Baltus and the Tribe Trail Committee in overcoming challenges along the way, including the COVID pandemic.
It's awesome. It's a great thing for New Hampton. It's going to be great for generations to come, for people to use for wellness, just time together, for as we had dogs here too. I got to enjoy it.
Current Mayor Steve Gertz cut the ribbon to declare the trail completed.
This is the first time I rode on this area, and it's pretty scenic actually. They've still got some little things to finish, but they did a tremendous job on building it.
Baltus estimates the total price tag for the project between $1.2 and $1.3 million, with about three-quarters of the cost covered through grants. The remaining funds came from donors, many to be recognized with the donor board that will be erected at the trailhead in Michelson Park. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.